Riggs and Alley, rewind. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Alley. I'm pretty sure that I'm alone on something that I still have not done this holiday season, you guys. Alley, you've done it.
Okay.
Gibbons, I know you've done it.
Yeah.
We've even done it here in the studio. We do not have the Christmas tree up at the Riggs house.
Oh, boy.
We still don't have it up. And until yesterday, my wife hadn't said a word about it. Not a word about it. See, I'm okay with not putting it up because it's a pain in the ass to drag up from the basement.
Yeah.
And the ornaments are a pain in the butt. And there's all these goofy ones that I don't want to put on. It's just a pain.
Well, and Riggs, I've only done like half of my outside lights because it's been too cold. So I'll do a little bit at a time. They still haven't been turned on. Yesterday, I went, what am I doing? Why am I lugging these out there for 12 days or whatever? Right. I was like, this is stupid.
But I put it on my Facebook page last night, on my Riggs Radio Facebook page, and apparently I'm not alone. There was a bunch of people that were like, nope, haven't put mine up either. Because people, they either have kids that can't put them up, because they'll put it up and the kid starts destroying it, like with toddlers or something. Or people have pets and they haven't put it up.
Oh, that's not why. I was just lazy.
Yeah, there's other people that are just lazy.
And time flies. Like, I mean, it's the 12th of December, for crying out loud.
I'm wondering now, is it too late at all, or should I put it up now?
Dude.
Yes, you got to have the tree at least.
I think it's way too late.
The
excuse is either you have a kid or you have a dog, okay? You don't have kids, and your dog is very well behaved.
Yeah, he didn't do anything to the tree. He's just afraid of it.
I was at your house, was it last week? Yeah. And I didn't recall seeing a single decoration hung up.
No, outside lights, done. Inside, nothing.
So,
wow. So you're more worried about what people think than the inside, really?
Yeah.
No,
because I'm the opposite. I'm more worried about my kids having a tree than worried about the outside in my neighborhood.
I was worried about the weather, honestly, because I knew I wanted to get the lights up. And I thought, we'll do the tree later. And I just never got around to the tree. I put the Christmas lights up right after Thanksgiving.
Like, hold on. What'd you do yesterday, Riggs?
Yeah, what was your day? Tell us about your day.
Let's talk about it. Come on. What'd you do yesterday?
You're gonna point out all the holes in my schedule where I could have put up the tree.
No.
Go ahead.
Never. Tell us. What'd you do yesterday?
I got off the air. I went to the gym. But I was there for a couple of hours, and then I came home, and
sounds more fun.
Yeah,
right. Well, I love going to the gym. I gotta get my workout on, yo. Gotta get it on. I came home and I wrote up my blog for today. I got it ready
to
go.
How long did that take?
That took me about 25 minutes.
So and now we're at 2 p.m. Okay.
Yeah, we're at 2:30. All right.
With gaps in between. Yes.
Then I went to the grocery store.
How long did that take?
That took me about an hour.
So
again,
we're at 3:15.
Okay.
The hour trip.
Yeah. I went to the gas station. I got some sushi for
3:25.
All right. Then I took that home. I had the sushi. And then I had about a 2-hour period where I didn't do anything. And then I went to my group help meeting for my suicide support group last night. So, yeah, I probably could have done
priority, okay? Can we just point that out?
It's not.
Yeah, that's what, like, Allie's pointing out gaps in your day where you had time to do it. I'm wondering.
You just don't want to. It's not that you can't. You don't want to.
You started the story off with saying what a pain in the ass it is for you.
It is a pain in the ass.
You don't have any kids.
No.
You're not having any family over your house for Christmas. So then you've decorated outside.
Yeah.
You've put nothing on the inside.
Yes.
What would be the point of putting the tree up at all?
That's what I'm starting to wonder, Gibbons. Thank you for bringing that up.
You even put, like, presents under the tree before Christmas?
Not really.
No,
we're not really doing gifts this year.
Well, then.
Because my wife and I, we bought ourselves a washer and dryer because we're 40 years old.
Okay. Okay, Allie, I'll ask the question you've been thinking. Is your wife bitching at you to put the tree up and you don't want to do it?
She hasn't mentioned it.
I'm trying to see if he'll answer differently this time.
No.
No, she mentioned it last night. She went, we haven't put our tree up. And I said, yeah, I know.
I don't see any.
Did you look at her and go, the tree's in the basement, feel free to put it up? Because that's what I would have said if somebody said that to me. I'd be like, well, then go put it up.
To the basement. She'll lug it up.
Are your legs broken? That's what I would say. See, if I was the wife and you were the husband and you were turning that around, I'd be like, are your legs broken?
I can't say that to my wife.
Why not? I'd say it to my husband.
You would, but you can't say that to the wife.
Why?
Yes, you can.
I don't know.
The tree's not up, looking at you like, get it done.
Kiss FM, are you calling about the Christmas tree?
Oh, yes.
What? I haven't put it up already. Is it too late? Should I just not put it up altogether?
I just want to make you feel better. My mom and dad won't put up their Christmas tree until next week, and then it will stay up till March or April.
Oh, jeez.
See, that's another thing. I don't want to have to take it down.
Yeah, dude.
My parents are the most annoying people in history when it comes to Christmas decorations.
No. People can beat you.
My sister got married this past August. My mom had not put away all the storage bins.
Oh, my God.
Until a couple of weeks before her wedding when she had to.
All right. So
she should have had a winter wonderland wedding.
So I'm not on an island with no Christmas tree up at December to middle of December already.
Yeah, no, she'll put it up sometime next week, and then it'll stay up till March or April.
All right.
That's awesome.
No, dude, see, Riggs, you can't do it because I know you. The minute that Christmas passes, you're going to go, it's time to take the tree down. And you will spend all that time hustling and bringing it up to put it all up by yourself, which is just a giant pain in the ass.
We're not even going to be home on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. We're going to be with my family in Indiana. So
screw it.
I think no.
No tree this year.
No tree? No.
Does it go in front of a window?
No.
Then who cares? It's not even like a decoration that people will see. If it's not even in front of a window, then I'm actually going to reverse my stance and say screw it.
Hey, thanks for Colin, yes, no Christmas tree this year. I mean, I'm going to go home and get vetoed by my wife and probably get talked into dragging it up.
You won't get talked into. Go get the tree, Rick.
Exactly.
Hey, honey,
there's no discussion.
Tree.
I mean, I will get whipped into it, I'm sure.
You're damn right.
At least I can say that I think I'm not going to put it up.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.